Father, we thank you today for your wonderful gift of love to us. And it is our desire to show that love back to you. And there are also those that you have put in our lives, like our mothers. And Lord, our desire, as long as we have them with us, is to show that love back. And so today, we just pray that you would speak to us through your word and that you would remind us of what is really important. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Some of you may be wondering what this story has to do with Mother's Day. And yes, I will be speaking on a Mother's Day theme today. But the thing that Mary did, and it doesn't say it here, but it says it in John, and it's recorded in 3 of the 4 Gospels. But we know from John that it was Mary, the sister of Lazarus, who was so indebted to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had raised her brother, among other things, but had always been a close friend of the family. And whenever he went, was spending time around Jerusalem, a lot of times Bethany was just, you know, just outside of town there. Today we would call it a suburb. And Jesus would go over there, and today we would say that he would hang out with them. And they were personal friends. And we also know the story about the day that Jesus was there, and even to this day, we say, that lady's so busy and everything, she's a Martha, you know. Martha was in the kitchen and trying to get everything done and trying to make sure all the guests were taken care of, and Mary was sitting there at his feet listening to his teaching. And Martha said, doesn't my sister care that I'm left here with all the work? Tell my sister to help me. And Jesus said, well, I'm sorry, Martha, but there are more important things, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken from her. But Mary had a true devotion for the Lord Jesus. And obviously, she had been waiting for months and wondering in what, now you may not think of this as practical, but I do, in what practical way she could show her love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here it is, and it's Holy Week. What we call Holy Week. The triumphant entry has already taken place on Sunday. And sometime during the week, there's a dinner at the home of Simon the leper, who must have been pretty well-to-do and had a bigger facility than Mary and Martha and Lazarus had. Lazarus was an invited guest at the table, and there were a lot of who's who there, and it was a big evening to honor our Lord. But nobody could have anticipated the unexpected surprise that Mary had. And you know, surprises, that's why they call them surprises, because they catch you by surprise. And Mary walks in, and she has this alabaster jar. Now, you've got to understand something. This is very, very special. This is very, very expensive. And once that jar is broken, it's not like today where you have this nice little bottle and you unscrew it and then you put a dab on and then you screw the lid back on. Or you have this little aerator thing with a little bit of spray or something. No, you break this thing, it is done. And it cost a year's wages. So this is why some were indignant. They felt like this was uncalled for waste and extravagance. They missed the point of it entirely. But Mary walks in, totally unexpected, and to everybody's amazement, breaks this thing open and empties it on Jesus' feet and hair and everything, and the whole room is filled with the aroma of it. And again, there were those who criticized her, and there were those who said, man, how many poor people would this have fed? And you know, Jesus said something that, again, on the surface, you might consider a little cold. But he said this. He said, the poor you have with you always, but you don't always have me. Leave this woman alone. She has done a good thing, and she has done this in preparation for my burial. And I'm just going to tell you, wherever the gospel is preached, this that she has done here tonight is going to be told for a memorial for her. Now, is there anybody else that you know of that Jesus ever said that about? And so this shows the heart of worship and of devotion, and it also shows the gratitude. Now, as special as our moms are, we don't want to put our moms on a pedestal to the point of directly comparing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. I would never do that. I would never do that at all. However, within any story or any scripture, there are parallel truths that can apply to other situations. So that's why I've chosen this story, because our mothers, so far as our earthly setting here, aren't our mothers about as special as it gets, or should be, so far as our existence here? And some of the same principles apply here. And I'm not going to spend any time on these, but there's a few things about Mary's gift that I believe stand out in the story. It was spontaneous. I looked it up in the dictionary again, and it says, more or less, something that you do of your own accord without anybody else twisting your arm or trying to get you to do it. That is the number one definition of spontaneous. And it is in that, some people think it just means on the spur of the moment. It does not have to be on the spur of the moment. It means it just comes from your heart. You do it because you want to do it. And it was spontaneous in that way. This is something that Mary wanted to do, and it was spontaneous. It was sincere because she truly loved the Lord Jesus. It was sacrificial. Yes, who knows? You know, did she sell eggs? Did she have a little egg money jar? I don't know what they did in those days. But I guarantee you they didn't have a whole lot. And so this definitely took some planning, and this took some saving, and this did take some sacrifice. So it was sacrificial, and it was heartfelt. Because that's what she was not trying to impress anybody. She was not trying to flatter Jesus. She was not trying to earn his love. She knew that he loved her. She knew that she loved him with all of her heart. So she wasn't doing this for show. She wasn't doing this in order to score any points or to flatter anybody. This was heartfelt. It was also very timely. Now, whether she understood just how timely it was, we don't know, but Jesus did. And it was very, very timely. It was right on target. It was also exemplary. It was a great example to all of the people there. Some maybe responded positively. We don't know. We're not told about them. And others responded negatively. But in either case, it was still exemplary. When you give a good example, is everybody happy about it? No, not necessarily. There are going to be people that will fight you on that. But you just keep on being a good example. And this was exemplary. And even today, giving is the same way. They're paying, oh, you give too much to the church. You know? Hey, that person is being exemplary. They're showing you what it's supposed to be like. And some people may like it, and some people may not like it. But it's exemplary. And it was fitting. It was very, very fitting. Very fitting indeed. What could any of us really do to show our appreciation for our Lord Jesus Christ? There aren't words, are there? The best thing we can do is just give him our lives every day. Give him our heartfelt devotion, our heartfelt love. That is the thing. And our obedience. That is really what the Lord Jesus is looking for. And those are the best gifts that we can give him. But let's now turn for a minute to our moms, because the parallel that I saw in the story, especially the connection, was that Jesus says, the poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. So that's true of our moms. And some of you already know that, because mom has gone on. Others of you here today, you still have your moms. So this message, those of us whose moms are already with the Lord, we remember them fondly. And we speak of them from time to time, and we still seek to honor them. But if you still have your mom with you, then there are many, many ways and many, many times outside of Mother's Day when you can express in practical ways your appreciation of her. And if you're going to do something, now's the time to do it. Amen? You're going to do something, don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't say, I'm too busy. Isn't that the number one excuse for everything that we ought to be doing and know we ought to be doing it and we're not doing it? Isn't that the number one excuse these days? I'm too busy. Or whatever else. It can be most anything. But we need to do it now. We need to do it now. Somebody was quoted as saying, life is what happens to you while you're making other plans. And it's absolutely true. And so we've got all our thoughts out here and over here, and we're missing the very simple little things that we ought to be doing this very day. Now, I wrote here, for those of you who like to take a few notes, these aren't real long today, but I wrote a little sentence or two here. Gifts for mom need not be expensive or even tangible to be appreciated and to have great value. Barbara and I lived in Puerto Rico for 9 years. I lived there 15 years. Do you know what is the biggest commercial week of the calendar year in Puerto Rico? It is the week before Mother's Day. They keep Mother's Day down in Puerto Rico way outside of anything that we do over here. Down in Puerto Rico, they don't buy their mom's chocolates and flowers or an item of clothing. The Saturday before Mother's Day in Puerto Rico, you see all of these trucks pulling up to the houses delivering living room sets, TVs, stoves, refrigerators, and who knows what else. And some of these people really don't have it, but that's how they do it down there. And of course, they're trying to show, and of course, the merchants love Mother's Day. Mother's Day week. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but in order for a gift to have value, you know, in the case of Mary, it was an expensive gift, but it doesn't have to be expensive, and it doesn't even have to be tangible. In fact, in this day and age, and we like to think economic times are hard, and I guess by comparison, maybe a little bit, but I tell you what, we're still the most affluent nation on earth. I'm getting ready to preach a homecoming here in a few weeks for some people, and that church was started in 1927, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I imagine that the highest wage earner in that church at that time made less than whoever the lowest wage earner is in that church today. But gifts don't have to be, they don't even have to be tangible in order to be appreciated. And it may be that in our time, actually the most difficult gifts to give are the ones. The ones of the greatest value may be the ones that aren't tangible. They must, however, they don't have to be expensive. They don't even have to be tangible. They must, however, be sincere and wrapped in love. Because we can give a gift. That's the easy part. Ordering some flowers, getting a gift, getting a card, whatever. That's the easy part. The harder part, maybe, is really sincerely loving our mom at all times the way that we should. So, what kinds of gifts are we talking about here? This is just a very small sample list. But just to give you an idea, what kind of gifts can you give mom today that'll really count? Right now, while you still have mom around, what are the types of gifts? I'm going to give you one here that you may be surprised at. Number one, forgiveness. We like to think that everything is always hunky-dory all the time. Let me tell you something. I know people that are my age and are still mad at their mamas and have never forgiven them for things that they did back when they were younger. And the closer the relationship, many times the most difficult it is to forgive. Someone feels that their mom neglected them when they were young, and maybe she did. Someone feels that mom walked away. Someone feels that mom was not there for them when they needed her. Or there may be some other issue. Maybe mom had an alcohol problem. Who knows what it is? But there was something that went on. Mom didn't defend me when I needed to be defended when my daddy was doing things he shouldn't be doing. These things happen, folks, and there are people out there sitting in church pews my age and older and younger, and they've never forgiven their mama for what she did or did not do. And a lack of forgiveness is just as damaging in a situation like that is as it is in any other. In fact, maybe more so, because it looms large. You may try to bury it. You may try to ignore it. Let me tell you something. It is the boulder that will not leave the room and cannot be ignored forever. And until you offer that forgiveness unilaterally and say, I forgive my mom. Jesus has forgiven me everything I have ever done. I'm forgiving my mom, whether it's real, whether it's perceived. We used to say in the car business, perception is reality. But to forgive, and to forgive with no strings attached, and for some, that would be the absolute best, most welcome gift that you could give your mother. Now, I'm not saying there's anybody like that in this room today. I do not know. And I do not say this because I suspect it. But I live in a world where there are a lot of these situations. And so, I just say, if the number one thing your mom needs is your forgiveness, let her have that and let her know. And what she does with it is her business. If she accepts it, if she does not accept it, if she says, what took you so long, it does not matter. But you need to do it. Because your relationship with the Lord won't really be right until you do. And there's a lot of other things in your life that won't really be right until you do. Number two, understanding. We profess all this thing about loving our moms and all this, but somehow we just think that she can just keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. And mom this and mom that and mom the other and mom the other. And if she's tired that day or she's not feeling well that day or her nerves are a little bit frazzled that day, then we get bent all out of shape and we wonder what's wrong and how she could possibly ask that way. Have you ever tried to put yourself in your mother's shoes? Can you imagine, and some of you are mothers so you know, balancing between a husband who may be demanding or may not, and between the needs of your children and between the needs of that household and paying the bills and between a job and in some cases more than one job, have you ever tried to put yourself in your mom's situation? A little understanding would go a long ways. Can I hear an amen? And a gift like that would be worth a lot more than some big old TV set sitting over there in the corner of the room. And I know it would be truly appreciated. We just need to stop and think sometimes. And three, appreciation. Now, I would like to think that everybody here, you just love your mama to death, and you're just as appreciative all the time as you ought to be. And I hope that's the case today. But we are selfish human beings, and a lot of times we just kind of take it for granted We expect mom to be all that. And we just, and we might not say it, but in reality, we kind of think we deserve it. What is there to appreciate? I mean, she ought to be thanking me for being her son or her daughter. But a little appreciation will go a long ways. And we need to truly be appreciative. And if you really do appreciate, and if you really do feel appreciative, what should you do about that? You should tell her. You should show her. Open rebuke, Proverbs says, is better than secret love. At least it's expressed. So if we feel that appreciation, we need to tell her. If you're not good with words, if you're a guy, and you have trouble with sentimental things, then find another way. Write her a letter. Send her a card. Show up unexpected and cut the grass. Wash her van. There are other ways to do it, but we need to show it. And we need to do it when? Now, while we have the opportunity. All those other things we worry so much about, just like Jesus said to the poor, they're always going to be there, believe me. They're always going to be there. Mom may not always be there. Now's your opportunity. Number four, time. And in today's busy and hectic world, you know, when we visit the older folks, a lot of times, haven't seen my son or my daughter in a couple weeks. I guess they're busy. And you can kind of hear the sadness in the voice. They're not accusing. They're not mad. They're not upset. But what I hear is, it sure would be nice if they'd show up a little more. And we just get so tied up. There are some things that you need to make time for. And that's one of them. Because life just takes over, folks. Sometimes it's like being on a treadmill. Am I right? Get off that treadmill for a couple hours and go see mom. Or mom and dad. They will absolutely love it. What is it that kids want most from their parents? Time. Charles Stanley was speaking on that last night. But then when the parents get older and the children are grown, what is it that the parents appreciate most from their children? Time. And there's no price on that. But it may be harder than giving material things. But, it's the best investment you'll ever make. Five, a good listening ear. As we get older, I've heard people say, my, you know, when I was in my teens, I didn't think my mama or daddy knew anything. But now that I'm a parent, I realize how smart they were. But parents need a good listening ear. Amen? And if you're a good son and daughter and you're close emotionally and you're not emotionally distant and you are in proximity, but today, hey, if you can't talk to mama as much as you want to, get bondage. And then you can talk all you want to for one low monthly price. But a good listening ear. Absolutely. Do moms need somebody to talk to? Who better than a trusted son or daughter? Who better? They did that for you when you used to come in all bent out of shape about that kid over there that was trying to steal your girlfriend and that other kid at school that, you know, and all this, and she'd listen. Well, now you can be a listening ear, if need be. Number six. Now, this again is for the elders. I'd never say this to a kid. Mom and daddy are not your friend. They're your parent. Listen to them and obey them. But once you get of age and once you get older and you're adults, then, number six, friendship. And I know a number of cases where there's just a great friendship between mom and daughter. And it's a wonderful thing. Or between a son and dad. And it's a wonderful thing. And vice versa. Daughter, friend of her dad. Or son, friend of mom. But to be friends. And there are mothers and daughters that are like best friends. Hey, what better? Not that there couldn't be others. But if this works for you, I know it doesn't work in every case or whatever, but if it will, what a blessing. Amen? What a blessing. And number seven, a helping hand. Yeah, a helping hand. What might mom need help with? Hey, even when you're a kid at home, that's one you can do. You can wash those dishes. Huh? You can clear off that table. You can mow that grass. You can take out the trash without being told to. and then as we're older, there are other things that mom and dad, they may live a little distance away, but there are things, maybe the pool needs cleaning or the car needs a little repair job done to it and we know how to do it. Or who knows? Or the gutters. The gutters ever need cleaning out? And we could go on and on and on, but you know what we're talking about. Just a helping hand. And especially during those busy years when, again, mom may work outside the home, then she's got to come home and do a lot of that. A helping hand is one of the nicest practical ways that you can show mom how much she means to you. Don't limit your giving to Mother's Day. Give to mom all year. She deserves it. Are you grateful for your mom? Is mom perfect? Probably not. But she's your mom. Amen? And in most cases, any mom we have we only have one, and she's special. And whatever those things are, moms sacrifice for their children every single day. They do it many times not expecting anything in return. But that does not mean that we should not take the initiative and show and honor our moms and show our moms how much they mean to us every year. This is very, very close to it is the biblical teaching. Because when you read in Proverbs, I pulled up all the passages recently in Proverbs where the word mother or mothers or mothers with an apostrophe appears. And moms are great teachers, they're great mentors, they're great role models, and on and on. And if there's anything that the scripture says about mom and dad, what is it? Honor them. Proverbs 30:17, the eye that mocks a father that scorns obedience to a mother will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. Those are not very nice words, are they? But what the scripture is saying, folks, in a little more reserved fashion is that if we mock dad and won't listen to mom, it will eventually catch up with us. Let's show mom how much we love her in practical ways. And let's start today. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your love for us. And we thank you for giving us mothers and for giving us fathers. And we know that our moms are the ones who carried us, birthed us, nurtured us, at times disciplined us, many times instructed and taught us, and just gave themselves for us, Lord. Thank you for our moms today. Help us for our part, Lord, to properly acknowledge the role of our moms in our lives and to give them what they are due. And Lord, we are truly grateful. Help us, show us ways to show it, because when we do this, when we honor our mothers for real and our fathers for real, we are honoring you. We thank you now, and we ask for help in this very vital area, because we live in a day of many fractured families and many strained relationships. Restore our homes, restore our families, restore children to fellowship with their parents and with you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Amen.